From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. The Moss Arts Center on the Virginia Tech campus presents the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. Yes, ukulele's the only instrument, this Thursday night at 7:30. April 13th, the second Daisy Art Parade featuring local arts organizations, neighborhood groups, and some giant puppets created with help from community high school teacher and artist Brian Cunahan, who founded the Daisy Art Parade last year.
Well, it's part of the design of the Daisy Art Parade is to get people to get to know more people outside their normal comfort circle. And neighborhoods need to do that just after pandemic anyway, and the arts is a good way to do it.
The Daisy Art Parade leaves from the Taubman Museum on the 13th at noon and heads towards Elmwood Park for another celebration of the arts. Opening this week at the Eleanor D. Wilson Museum on the Hollins University campus, behind the scenes at the museum as student curators collaborate. It's also part of a spring class at Hollins. Comedian Kat Timpf at Jefferson Center this Saturday. Sky Dog at Five Points Music Sanctuary also Saturday. A full weekend of music at the Spot on Kirk Friday through Sunday. That includes local favorite Phil Norman on Friday. Book no further, and the Art on First Gallery in downtown Roanoke are partnering again for a reading into art. Artists choose a book by a local author and then bring it to life in any media. Sign up by late April. See the Art on First website entry page. There's an exhibition that will follow. Looking ahead, Southwest Virginia Ballet presents Romeo and Juliet at the Berglund Center Saturday, April 13th. And like SVB's Nutcracker last December, it will also feature a live orchestra. Also looking ahead, Mill Mountain Theater's 60th anniversary concerts, April 19th and 20th, will feature 90 minutes of music with Broadway melodies spanning six decades. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at roanokeculturalendowment.org.